reopening our economy cannot happen in its entirety until schools are also reopened.
That's Kevin Polston, superintendent of Godfrey Lee Public Schools and future committee chair of the Kent Intermediate Superintendent Association. He says the business community is currently sharing safety practices that can be used for creating safe learning environments.
As we prepare for a fall return, the committee recommends districts pilot procedures for screening, sanitization, social distancing, and hand washing during summer programming.
Those procedures are part of a framework for decision-making broken down into four categories: COVID-19 prevention response, student-centered innovation, creating multiple reentry plans, and engaging community stakeholders.
Instructionally, we are also planning for multiple scenarios depending on what circumstances we face.
Dr. Heidi Kutula is superintendent of East Grand Rapids Public Schools.
And most importantly, preparing to support our students' mental and behavioral health. These are critical components of our back-to-school guides.
Dr. Adam London is director of the Kent County Health Department. He says the challenge is preventing the spread of COVID-19 from students and staff to families and extended community.
It's likely that kids won't be able to be 60 kids on a bus and that we won't have 30 kids in the same time in a classroom.
Dallas Lanier, chair of the Black Impact Collaborative, explains all parents, students, and staff will receive a survey asking what learning models work, what can be improved, and how can districts reopen safely.
The school reentry survey is designed to gather data along racial and ethnic, as well as socioeconomic lines, so that we can analyze the traumatic impact of this pandemic and how it manifests in different ways throughout the community.
Polston says a comprehensive safe return to school will require more resources. I'm Patrick Center.